A Digo operator.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Is that you, Tanya?
Hello again, Cheryl.
We have to stop meeting like
this. I know, darling. Okay, I'm going to have one dial out. Patrick Zandiwale?
Zandiwale, yeah.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Just me at the moment. How are you?
Ah, hi, Sherry. Lutz von Arke here.
How do you do?
So we are alone today.
We're just a couple of minutes
away. Patrick.
There's Patrick joined us. Hello, Patrick.
Joined.
So who's there already?
Cheryl is here, Lutz is here, and Patrick is here.
Okay.
A strong European contingent so far.
Yeah.
I'm just here for decorative purposes, of course. Now, I'm trying to join in with whatever teleconference calls each of the working groups have, just to make sure everything's fine, everything's going forward, do I need to facilitate or assist with anything, but I'm officially in a lurking capacity.
So you have enough spare time, yeah?
Look, I have little else to do with my life, obviously.
Cheryl, may I ask a question, complete different one? I'm going to Mexico with my brother. He wants to attend the ICANN meeting too. He's paying the flight by himself. And it's asking if it's possible to have a double room in the hotel to minimize costs. Is it possible that, or should he order a completely different hotel?
I would be very surprised if the room facilities were not able to take a second person. I've never seen a hotel room provided to any of our delegates in the past that have been too small for two, if not three people.
Of course, yeah. I'm only asking for a financial question because he is ready to paying for himself and even for the accommodation. I only have to make sure that everything goes in the right way so that we can arrive together. Would be better to make it clear in front of the meeting.
It needs to be taken the right way, but whom you have in your room at an ICANN meeting is very much your business.
Yes, of course. Oh.
But if you would like to have me ask Stacey to ensure that your room is suitable for that, it may be possible, for example, to have a twin as opposed to a king double or something.
Yeah, we need two provisions of VLAN. Would be fine.
Well, I don't know how friendly you are with your brother, but my boys would probably be better in two entirely different hotels.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like me to ask Stacey about this? Because I know she's handling it.
I can write to Stacey by myself. I only want to know which person I have to ask for.
Okay. And do tell Stacey that...
I will do this. Thank you.
Conversation you've had with me.
Heidi.
Trying to get
joined.
HCA. Hi, Heidi.
Hi,
Trying to get with HCA.
Joined.
Evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Especially to those I haven't already spoken to several times today.
Well, Jean, Nick, I'm not sure whether I qualify there or not because I've moved on to a new day. I know Adigo only had one dial out, but it is only 3 minutes past the hour. Perhaps you'd all be happy to wait another perhaps a minute or two to allow others to dial in. Just to mention to those of you on the call already, there is a Adobe Connect meeting room set for each of these working groups to use, and you can use them intersessionally as well as throughout the summit. The link to that should be found on the first working group page. If you scroll down, you should find a Adobe Connect room that is for Summit Working Group 5. The advantage to everyone if you use this is that you have chat and discussion space that those who are not connected to Skype or similar IM rooms can use. I notice Heidi, myself, Patrick and Nick are in there at the moment, but if we could get as many as possible into that room, it also makes it very easy for whoever you elect as chair of this working group to manage a call order or a speaking order. The Adobe Connect rooms allow you to have your hand up, put your hand down. And, of course, there's also systems where you can set up polls and ask questions and put URLs up and all sorts of things. So you may wish to log on while you're waiting to join. And perhaps a roll call then. Nick, did you want to manage the roll call? Or Heidi, can you take notes on who's here?
Happy to do that, but obviously starting with Nick.
Cheryl, who's here for decorative purposes? I'm just dropping into all of the working groups.
Heidi?
What's with it?
And who else? I know there's a few others.
Yes, Patrick is there.
Hello.
on, Lutz. We know you're there.
Yep.
I'm the only lurker.
Can we start now? Or are we still waiting for somebody?
Well, if, unless you are a working group of N equals 2, because from the working group members, I only have Patrick and Lutz on the call.
Which makes the first point of your business to elect your leadership team very, very simple.
Yep, of course.
Okay, well, actually, no, because we need 2 vice chairs, not 1.
And we need a rapporteur, somebody who is able to write English.
And we need a rapporteur, too.
Well, you two leaders
now. So, okay, Lutz, do you have any preference?
Not really. If you do not like, I will take the chair point and you take the rapporteur point, and so we do not need the vice chairs because we can sit together and we do not expect so many people on this summit area. Would be enough to be there with 2 people and write a single report or a single statement to the ICANN board would be fine. 2 people about 3 or 4 translators seems to be a good group.
Yes, I think so.
Well, you see, I have the advantage here of being the employer of Holly Raich from iStock AU. As her board member and treasurer, I literally sign her paychecks. So I'm happy to offer Holly, despite her not being on the call yet, to your assistance in any way, shape or form. So please, make good use of Holly.
Oh, yes, we will. Will she be in Mexico?
Yes, she will be.
Okay.
And I'm astonished. Although it is only 7 a.m.
Okay, well, maybe we should contact her off list to see if she should be interested to be the vice chair, for example.
You can contact her off list and tell her I put her forward for that position. She's expected to accept it, yes.
Democracy at work in Asia Pacific.
The advantages, that quite seriously, though, gentlemen, the advantages are we as the Summit Working Group, we're very keen to try and encourage as much regional language, gender diversity as possible. So I would be very keen for you to pick up someone from Asia Pacific. And, of course, if you could find someone from LACRALO or AFRALO, but there's no AFRALO membership in this group. Perhaps deliberate outreach to some of those might be useful. Ball's in your court, then, Lutz. Go ahead, Chair.
Thanks, Charlie. Who had read the suggestions from Patrick last week? I think this email was sent to... Only to Patrick, to me, and to Burr?
Well, actually, I resend this email to the work group, please.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's great. I'm missing a point on this list.
Join.
Only about DNSSEC. We have the whole security and stability issues on DNS. So we had to manage something about about other issues, for instance, fast flux hosting. And we should have a slot on this, an agenda item on this. We do not have background material at the moment, but it's not the problem because fast flux hosting is clearly criminal technology, so we do not need to provide a lot of material for this. We only had to manage to get a clear statement on this. On DNSSEC, it's a little bit difficult, simply because there are some commercial interests, and I'm really happy to know if there is somebody who can speak about DNSSEC or add some interesting points beside us.
For the workshop, I'm sure we could get somebody from the IANA team, if you like.
That would be excellent, Nick.
Well, I don't know if I already forwarded this email. Maybe not. You know that for the session on Saturday, for the DNSSEC presentation, I suggested asking Ram Mohan. I got in touch with Ram in the meantime, and he agreed to do a presentation on Saturday. I guess that he should be able to participate on Sunday, too.
Great.
That's right, yeah. So, next point for me is to make clear what the audience will be. What do we expect? Which people we want to address, especially on Saturday? One possibility is to address the domain addicted people already coming to the ICANN meeting, but it's senseless because they already know what they are doing on DNSSEC or not doing on DNSSEC, and they know the reasons why they are doing so or not doing so. Cheryl, what do we expect on the summit? A lot of people from the street?
Well, I'm not sure we've got places for them to sit if we get too many. The aim of each working group to be preparing and presenting some form of grassroots community you probably do need to realise that you're likely to get other ALSs also coming into this to bring themselves up to speed. So, whilst you may not literally have people in off the street, you could very well need to do some preliminary background material and explanatory stuff. Whether you want to do that as preparatory handout material or have some of your presenters make sure they've covered the key points, I obviously leave totally up to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was actually what I was asking Ram Mohan to do. I sent a link earlier to a presentation he actually already did in Marrakesh some 2 years ago. Judging from the presentation, it was not too technical in the sense that it was targeted at groups of people who had a basic idea of how the DNS works, but no specific knowledge about DNSSEC. So I think that is, and this is why I asked Ram, because his presentation was, at least to me, easy to understand, and I think that it would be beneficial for everyone.
So on Saturday we are talking, or we are presenting for the ALSs for people who are interested in the ICANN process and want to brush up their knowledge about this special subject in order to make an clear statement on Sunday. That's correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Patrick, may you ask him to add something about Clustering repositories, alternate ones, because it's very crucial for running DNSSEC, even if the root is signed. In the Marrakesh presentation, there was not so much about filling the gaps, but on non-signed top-level domains, it might be necessary to include this point and stress this point.
Yes. Well, I asked him when I talked to him, I said, "Well, look, your presentation is 2 years old, so there have been new developments. Could you include them?" So I think Ram will address the several key points, like
joined.
Oh, hello, Ollie.
Hello.
Sorry, she was supposed to get a dial out, but it didn't go through for some reason. So I just fixed that.
And I thought, now what have you got against Australia, for goodness sake?
Sorry, that's all my fault, Holly. They try and limit at me in any way, shape or form as well.
Well, good morning, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm fine, dear. Just to let you know that there is an Adobe Connect room. So if you go to the working group page and click that link that says Adobe Connect Room Working Group 5, you'll be able to join A-Chat.
And this is Heidi. Those of you who are not in the Adobe chat room, just to let you know that Bo does send his apologies.
Okay. Where's the link to the chat room?
If you go to the wiki space.
Wait a minute. Let's start.
Working group 5. If you are on Skype, Holly, I could pass you it instantly, but
no, not there yet. It's all right. Yeah. I'll just sit here and listen for the moment, and then work out.
I'm about to email it to you. Okay.
You'll also find a link.
Okay.
In the original invitation from us to participate in the working group, Holly, there is a link to the wiki page.
That's probably right. Okay, I can find that. That's not a problem.
The one I replied to just now, and the one you replied to and sent to me.
Right. Okay. Let's do this. Okay. This is Nick, and it's like staff at large. I can.
Okay. Continue on, please, Patrick.
Yep. On you go.
Yes. Okay. I took note that Ram should expand a bit in his presentation over the new developments, notably the different proposals to sign the root, for example. Something about the interim trust anchor repository of Fiana, maybe, and something about DLV. Is that right?
That's excellent. So let's move forward. Are there any suggestions for the statement we are supposed to work on?
Yeah, well, that was one of my questions, actually. Are we going to write a draft and submit a draft statement at the work group, something we have prepared in advance, maybe not in the details, but at least in the major ideas behind the statement, or do we go to the work group with an empty sheet of paper and see what comes up?
No, we are expected to have a draft prepared. We are expected to bring this draft up by the end of the next week.
Obviously, the more you do in advance, the less you'll have to do while you're there.
Yeah.
So you all are fortunate in that you have a number of people in your working group who are, like yourselves, quite knowledgeable, and the working group membership is not huge. So
I think you'll have a much easier time than some of the others. Yeah.
So we are expected to prepare a draft during next week. We should, from the timeline, I would prefer that we have a draft skeleton ready on the next weekend, so that we do not miss any main point on the meeting itself. And we might find some statements from the ALSs or some original statements from the past. We should collect them so that we do not present a proposal which contradicts the former statements. We should keep in line. So, I can draft the skeleton and put it to the list. I will prefer that we are using the mailing list for that things, only if we have a more or less clear statement, we should put it into the wiki. It's easier to deal for me if somebody says, please do everything on the wiki in parallel, it's okay too. But we should make clear what we are doing in such cases, or what the primary discussion form we are using. Otherwise, we are at risk to discuss different issues in different channels and lose each other. Patrick, what's your preferred media?
Would be best maybe to start with the wiki right away rather than by mailing list, because at least on the wiki everyone sees it, including those who are not part of the working group as such, but they might contribute comments.
Yes, of course. Okay. Good point. So, what we have to do on this call, I think we have all items on the agenda. Is anything missing? Somebody has a suggestion?
Yeah. Going back to point two, actually, what background material and additional briefings are needed? I will ask Ram to provide this presentation well in advance so that it can be printed out and distributed, but as usual with PowerPoint slides, you have only the main titles. You don't have the whole detail of what is being said. So I'm looking but I can't find nowhere on the internet a good document summarizing in simple words what the DNSSEC is, what the issues are, and so on and so forth. More directed at the non-technical people. Does anybody have a suggestion?
I have a solution for you there. When the summit, when the subjects for the working groups were finalized, I immediately asked one of our contract writers to begin preparing policy issue briefs on all of those subjects. And the DNSSEC one, I'm expecting, all of them, I'm expecting to be available within the next couple days in English. There is a DNSSEC one, and so I will forward it to you as soon as it is available. I have read a draft of it, and I think it's quite accessible. I hope that you all like it.
Nick, what's included? What issues are included in that? I mean, we're talking about now about signing the roof, and I'm assuming that the statement about asking that the roof be signed would be included as a background document. But are we also talking about things like the presentation that I sat in on, which was about double fluxing and fast fluxing? Are those sorts of issues going to be discussed as well?
They aren't really covered in DNSSEC in any depth. For that, we have SSAC advisories on. I'm just going to the page in the document page in.
Documents of the working group contains the SSAC statements and threat analysis for DNS.
Yes, and the only thing I see missing here of the SSAC statement is the registrar impersonation attacks, but I'm not sure that that's completely.
I don't think that is
a little distant.
The subject of this working group.
Yeah, I think it's a little far away.
Are we including the fast flexing issues? Because I think that's still open for comment, or at least it's certainly
yes.
until early next week. Yes, it is.
It is still open for comment.
So I'd imagine that would be on our topic list, wouldn't it?
It's up
we
to
already
comment.
Put
yeah.
fast flexing on the topics in the early of the beginning of this meeting here.
Yeah, and Nick. We did have a briefing, which included PowerPoints, and maybe just to get some of the text of those PowerPoints on fast fluxing. That was written, again, from as non-technical as it could be, and that was a very interesting presentation.
Yeah, Lutz, I don't think you were on that one. Dave Piscitello did a one-hour briefing on...
I was.
And
I
you were on it, but I was saying Lutz.
Right.
I
that
think, Lutz, you may not have been on that one.
Nope.
There is a link on the main at large page, but there will also shortly be a link to it from the working group documents page.
Thank you.
Right.
I mean, I think it will be quite basic for you, Lutz, but
the main problem with fast flux for me is that there are some commercial interests, and those commercial interests do not meet the serious business. I was on the ISP constituency, and there was no ISP saying has a use case for FastFlux. They are only saying they have problems with this. And the same thing occurs to the claimed issues on for free speech. There is no use case for. There are a lot of analysis from the SSAC, and they did not find any use. They only find criminal elements on fast flux, so they want to depreciate it as soon as possible, and GNSO is going to weaken the statement from the SSAC again and again, and they had some serious problems with this. There are some commercial interests in fast flux, which are mainly criminal ones, and we should make a clear statement that we do not need fast flux for free speech.
I know that Bo Brendler, of course, participated in the fast flux working group, and I know he became reasonably frustrated with...
this argument.
With those arguments being presented for the reasons that you have just elucidated, that people were saying that there were theoretical positive uses for fast flux, but there were no actual positive uses. There were only theories. And of course, from a consumerist point of view, his attitude was, look, this is, you know, abuse of the DNS by criminal gangs and organized crime. How much more do we need to say? Except stop now, you know. So I know he'll be an advocate for a strong statement, and was an advocate at that time for ALAC to make a strong statement about the subject, along the lines that you're speaking now. I think that's a true statement, Cheryl. Am I misstating it?
Absolutely. One thing I should, and I spent some of my spare time this morning between meetings. Reading all of the public comments that have come in on the fast flux public comment list, and it struck me that whilst we were a vital part of the early work in this and our statements associated with that, any productivity that this working group during the summit activities can come up with, I'd be more than happy to take to the ALAC to make into a
advice to the board on behalf of the internet end user as an ALEC statement. So the work you'll be doing would be pivotal to that.
I'd say the conclusion from that is that one of the very important statements that needs to be made in our draft statement would be absolutely something along the lines that Luke's been talking about, that let's just put this well and truly on the agenda.
The other thing was it's where having ALEC as the ALEC act and play its particular mandated advantage card of advising the board. We're not limited or restricted to what we say and when we say to public comment periods. So the work that your working group can put together can actually benefit by looking at what's come in at the public comment period, knowing that it's closed, and then putting some overarching statements and I would suggest probably counter-arguments to slightly misleading pieces of information that can be promulgated out as a specific advice to the board.
Are we all taking notes?
It's all right. They're used to me. In fact, we have Marie-Helene on mute, frantically scribing, I can assure you, and I have promised her that we will help make sense of all these letters and acronyms that we're using once she's got a draft together.
Great.
So any more points to discuss now?
Only one, if I may. With your indulgence, I would very much like to ask Holly to ensure that she brings to the table into this working group both what the at-large structure ISOC AU has done in the last 12 months in its cyber-savvy outreach programs and briefings, and also that what we are planning in this year's we have government funding to do what's called telecommunications consumer consultative meetings, and we're building on our cyber savvy activities. So with your indulgence, Luke, perhaps she could spend one or two moments bringing you all up to speed and then later upload some background material if you feel that's useful.
Look, Cheryl, what I'm doing this morning in a couple of about 2 or 3 hours, there's a task force that was set up by the Australian Computer Society. It's on cyber savvy issues. One of the issues is filtering, and we're all trying to just tiptoe around the minister's misguided policy on that one. But there are some serious issues. There's issues about filtering trials, what that does to the SSL. And a lot of issues that are on the table that the working group will talk about this morning, starting at 11. There's also our meeting with our regulator, probably next week, to talk about their latest cyber savvy campaign. We did a whole talk in Fremantle in Sydney on cyber savvy, which was we had a terrific presentation from one of our directors. Basically, it was on filtering, but we also had the AUSCERT person that we've got who spent 45 minutes scaring the light of everybody and sending everybody back to paper and pen. We've just done a lot, Cheryl. I think 2 minutes is probably, I'd have to just spend probably half an hour getting all the stuff together and thinking about it.
Having got it together, I was wondering if Luke St. Patrick would like it to be somehow linked to the wiki.
I'd be really happy with that stuff, because there's a fair bit of discussion sort of that has happened and is happening and will be happening this morning. It'll be happening next week. So there's an awful lot that, you know, we can sort of bring to the table from a non-technical point of view. So I'm actually very interested just in sitting and listening to some far more knowledgeable people on the technical side of stuff.
Well, the advantage of using the social text workspace, of course, is that it's a live and interactive media, and you can get that sort of interchange. Just wanted to encourage the working group to do that, and also to let the working group know that Holly and I, because
we're sort of with Paul Brooks, the subunit of ISOC-AU that's passionate about all of this, have put off our regulator, meeting our regulator, with very specific reasons of saying, let's have a look at what will be being discussed in Mexico in the various areas for e-crime and e-security. So Holly specifically is mandated to come back from her Mexico ICANN meeting and at-large summit experiences to bring what you all work at a global level back specifically for our regional regulators to consider. So I think it's one of those beautiful opportunities where a properly positioned and effective at-large structure can not only influence ICANN but bring back influences into its own space as well.
So true, so true. So I'm sitting at the very knowledgeable feet of Luke and Patrick going, I'm going to be learning from you and I'm going to be bringing all of that back here.
So I add to my list that we have some points about legal censorship and DNS modifications. And we should make a slot in the GAC forum to make clear to the governments that they are not allowed to modify the DNS.
Is that in our remit? I mean, it's a really interesting topic. Does it fit?
It fits, no. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially with this DNSSEC, we are running this problem. In Germany, we have one of the larger DNSSEC deployments, including validation deployments, and the German government is going to require DNS modifications, and the only effect of these modifications is that the whole parts of the DNS are going out of work.
Really?
Yep.
Well, let's put that on the list of topics to be covered by our initial draft, and we can have a look at that.
I will do this.
Thank you.
So, any more point?
Would you consider, you were just talking, I think, in part about DNS response modification? Or are you?
I am.
Is that a subject?
Typically a subject, yeah.
I was just wondering, because I'm busy making links on the document page to some of the other language versions, so I was I can include whatever you like.
Side find the issue. It's a little bit problematic on ICANN level, because it's a local policy. It's a local resolver policy. We had this problem if we are going to wildcard entries on top-level domains that would be fit. Resolver issues may be noticed, but they should not be included in the final document, my personal opinion.
You've got the advantage, of course, of what is on the wiki and in your commons space is not, of course, necessarily all that will be going up to your end statement. So I'm sure you will have to modify or exercise some control at the end point. Whilst I have the microphone, I was just about to put my hand up, but I jumped in rather rudely. My apologies for that. I wanted to ask Patrick, in his capacity as our new liaison, ALEC liaison to ESSAC, whether or not he feels it's suitable to keep ESSAC, or specifically the chair of ESSAC, informed of exactly what's going on and what we're doing, and they may wish to have some sort of an observer or input status in what you're doing.
I will do that. I will oblige, although I'm the liaison to ESSAC, it seems nothing has yet happened But I will try to find out with David Picitello and Steve Crocker how we can move forward. But anyway, I will inform Steve. We already have the ESSAC liaison to the board, Ramon, doing the presentation on Saturday, so somehow the information flows already. But once we are finished with our draft statement, I suggest indeed to forward it to the ESSAC. So that tell the ESSAC people that if they want to attend our meetings, they are more than welcome, of course.
Indeed. I think specifically I was trying to pick up on something that Lutz had said earlier on, which is the fear of constant dilution by the GNSO process of very wise and highly thought out advice from ESSAC. The fact that you're our liaison gives us a very important two-way communication tool, but also allows us perhaps, should you so desire, to bias our particular results from your working group and whatever comes out as something adopted by the ALAC in statements, perhaps, board, to ensure that we pick up on those points and that we raise our concerns. So we would see ourselves in a highly collegiate and supportive role for what ESSAC is doing and has said.
Yes, I completely agree. And I will try to do that. And I'll try to get up to speed as fast as possible over ESSAC issues. I only have a high-level view of what ESSAC is doing. I mean, no more detailed view than other people might have at this stage. But I will try to get up to speed so that maybe ESSAC is already working on some of the issues we will discuss in the ALAC working group. So there may be some interesting information interesting information. Sorry, it's the end of the day over here. I'm a bit tired. Sorry. interesting information coming from ESSAC to ALAC over the issues we are going to discuss and the working group.
It builds on the beginning agreements that we were discussing in our joint ESSAC and ALAC meetings, where we wish to mutually, as two advisory committees, find better ways of working together for mutual benefit. And obviously what they do often impinges on what happens to and the experience of the end user, so there's a good reason for doing that. If we can be of any assistance, and by there I mean not just me as the ALAC chair, but the royal we of staff, to help you and this working group in that, for example, Nick could make outreaches to Dave and at a staff-to-staff level, might also help prioritise getting some of the information and material you're looking for. So just let us know whatever is required and needed, and if it's humanly possible, we will do our best.
Okay, well, thank you, Cheryl.
And certainly, Patrick, if you'd like to spend some time on the phone with Dave to get a briefing of where they are and what they're working on and all that, I'm sure that will be
helpful. Yeah, I will try to do that sometime next week, and I will send an email to Dave, and we'll try to find a time slot that works for both of us.
And by the same token, speaking of that, if you all feel there's a need to have Dave attend your next teleconference or any of your meeting time in Mexico City, I'm happy to arrange it.
Okay.
That might be very useful. I found his briefing on fast fluxing, but very helpful.
Was very popular, that session. He's very good at making the technical, you know, very understandable.
Yeah, I think he did a very good job on that one.
So, let's come back to the documents. I have looked to the on the timeline. If we are preparing documents in advance, we have to prepare it by the mid of the next week in order to get them translated. Is there anybody saying, "Hey, I want to prepare the following document in advance"?
Obviously, I'll help however I can, though I know that you all are more than capable of doing this. So your technical knowledge is greater than mine in many respects.
I was going to say, I would put my hand up, but I think I have no idea of the technical, so I'm here to learn, probably. And I'm pretty good at editing, pretty good at putting stuff together, so I'm really happy to comment.
Okay, so let's...
You're going to be helping to draft because we elected you as co-vice chair and assistant rep for with Patrick.
I saw that. I thought that's always you should always be early to a meeting, otherwise you're given action items.
So I would like anybody to enter the wiki and to add information or document requests. Not necessary to prepare the whole document, but say, I'd like to have background material on this subject in the wiki page, and by the end of the week I will go through and look what documents can be prepared, who is able to prepare one, and over the weekend I will send out some emails.
Good, okay.
And if we are going to manage this in time, then we will have printed material in various languages on the Mexico meeting. It would be great and fine. Otherwise, we had only the typical prepared documents from other ICANN institutions. That's fine too. So last question is, do we have any more questions here?
This is a good question.
I have one. Who is preparing the minutes of this meeting?
The staff will. They should be available in 24 hours at most.
Fantastic.
Along with action items whenever we can identify them.
Okay.
Nick, are they going to be on the wiki as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So if everything's on the wiki, there's one place. That's fantastic. It just means we can all go to one place and then do our editing or do whatever.
Yeah, each working group has its own sort of home page and then sub pages underneath it.
Yeah.
So you should be able to find everything there. And if you see anything that you think should be included, send it to us. We're happy
sure.
to do that. And a number of the links on the document page were actually provided by all of you. So,
is it possible to have an RSS feed email to the mailing list from the wiki page?
I can't. Yeah, if there is an RSS feed you want me to embed, I can do that.
Yep.
Social Text does support that. You just have to send me what it is that you want.
It would be fine if it's... If we said here that we want to use the wiki as the primary document sender. So the email list needs to be informed.
Yeah.
And I would like to have a centralized RSS feed so that we do not need to have a lot of individual ones on the mailing list, maybe in a digitized form so that we have one mail per day, not more. Would be great if it can be managed by staff.
I'm just not quite sure what you're asking for. So by an RSS feed, you mean a feed from the wiki to the mailing list? Or
yes. Yes.
I'm not sure if we can do that. I'll ask.
Yeah.
I mean, we can certainly post a note if we change something and say a new document has been posted.
Can we do this in a digest form?
All of you who are subscribed, by the way, to the wiki would receive an update unless you've turned it off in your options.
Yes, of course you
would. You would receive an update saying these pages have changed today.
Look, that's fine. That's good.
Yeah, and I also I do the watch this page stuff on more things than I can probably doing. I also get the RSS feeds off the social tech spaces and indeed the other ICANN spaces quite literally into my personal iGoogle page. So every time I go to my home page, I see what announcements, what new documents, and what's gone out. So that's another advantage of working in these particular.
Yeah, if you click on, if you're in the wiki page and you click once you've logged in, of course, if you click settings and choose email notification, it will then let you decide how often you wish to be notified of page changes and what kind of changes you want to be notified of.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. You can have a notification once a day or even every minute if you really want
like that.
Every
minute. I wonder who chooses that option, someone who has a lot of time on their hands.
Somebody who has nothing better to do.
Yeah, several people are doing this, yeah.
Yes, I'm quite sure that's the only way Danny knows.
Cheryl?
But it's necessary to have a mobile phone or a mobile email client to use this option.
And, of course, you may actually set up an RSS feed from any page in social text to you in your web browser.
Let's stop this. And if you have no further questions, I would like to say thank you so we can close this meeting in time.
I love you.
I heard some protest from my wife.
Deeply appreciated.
Do we want another meeting, or should we do everything by wiki?
We should do anything by wiki.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessary to have another phone conference.
Okay.
That said, if you wish to set one up, we'll facilitate that. All you need to do is drop staff a line, and the magic will happen.
Of course. Thank you.
Excellent.
So, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Well, Thanks very much.
It's
been
Nice.
Congratulations, leadership team. This went very smoothly. I'm a very happy woman.
And that makes us so happy.
No, that's good, Cheryl, because that gives us more time to concentrate on working group one.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started, Nick. Just a final and non-working group motivated point. The ALAC review paper documentation has now been released, so you might want to let your ALSs and RALOs know that we now have, at least in English, and in the next day or two, the other languages will go up, what we need to start working on, which is also part of our summit activities. There will be a 90-minute workshop within the summit on it in the thematic sessions, and so obviously we need to prepare ourselves for that. And there's also going to be workshops in the normal ICANN meeting structure as well. But it's finally gone out. Been sitting on it for 10 days. This is lovely.
Well,
bye for all of you.
Just in case anybody thought
morning,
that was
evening, or day.
Okay. See you, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Heidi.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Patrick.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Holly Raish.
Left.
A Digo operator.
Left.